Dragon's Fair Family Fun Center Studio. It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get him, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch.
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Brad with us, usually Friday. But to get him in here Tuesdays, because we're off Thursday, Friday, and he is answering your questions. Brad, got two that have the same question immediately, and that would be Jordan up in West Lafayette, and PTS Lacks as well. Brad, your thoughts on the old Oak and Bucket game, IU-Purdue, Ross Aid Stadium, and Jordan says here Purdue is minus 16. Is that the number you have?
Yeah, it's in that range, 15 to 16, depending on what book you have. I bet the under on the open. I bet under 52.5. Obviously, Indiana's had a lot of issues at quarterback all season long, and looks like this week's going to be no different for them. Purdue's also, you think offense with Purdue, but the reality is, the under's 8-3 in their games this year. So it's down to 50.5. I'm going to still go with under 50.5 for that one. I don't feel like laying more than two touchdowns, though, in a rivalry game.
Jim in Jupiter, ask Brad what he thinks about Florida being favored against Florida State. Is that still the case? Is that held?
Yeah, Florida's actually taking money. It's up to 3 in some spots now. So, that's going against what I perceived where the money would go. So, that really worries me in that case. I understand it to a certain extent because, if you're just going off pure power ratings, Florida probably should be more than a field goal favorite. But I'll say this. This is, the 1 week, this last week here, and then obviously bowl games. You got to look at your numbers, but numbers aren't the end all at this point. Because you have questionable motivational issues. And, obviously if you're just looking on the surface, you're thinking that both teams are going to want to play for a bowl game. It's a rivalry game. Motivation shouldn't be an issue. I question the motivation on Florida's side. Now you're talking about them basically having an interim coaching staff. Mullen, for all his wrongs and whatnot, was also the play caller. So now you got new offensive and defensive play callers, for this game. Florida State to me is a program that's wanting to ascend, and Florida's a team that just probably wants the season to end at this point. So I like Florida State. I bet Florida State, but I'm a little worried that the line is moving against me here. But I think the Noles win the game outright.
Florida is actually taking in the money right now. Wow.
Yep. It's 3 at a lot of sharper books. So, that's a concern of mine. But, because Joe Q Public's not betting until Saturday. So, it's only professional money at this point.
Hawkeye Jason, Brad, Iowa is a 1.5-point dog on the road in Lincoln. Is that one odd, too?
They're not now. I was favored by 1.5. Obviously Adrian Martinez is out for Nebraska. He's probably worth at least 4 points to a point spread. So, at one point Nebraska was laying 3.5 or 4 points. Keep in mind Nebraska is probably going to go down and still could is what, maybe the greatest 3-win team in the history of college football. I know people are going to roll their eyes at that, but the reality is, I think Nebraska, as far as a power rating, is a borderline top 25 team, so even though they're 3-8. But right now, with a backup quarterback, Iowa took a lot of money yesterday when that news was breaking, and the Hawkeyes are now favored. Yeah, I'm not involved in that game. When I got to the news before the market, was moving, I did bet Iowa plus the points.
Tom in Myrtle Beach is a big Buckeye fan, but he wants to know your thoughts on the South Carolina-Clemson game, and he's got South Carolina plus 11.5. That's the side he's on in this bet. Do you like that?
A lot of the early money's on South Carolina. No, I'm on the other side. I like Clemson. I think they're starting to figure some things out. I also bet over 41.5. It's up to 43. I mean, the offense starting to click for Clemson. I think that's bad news for South Carolina. I'm leaning actually the double-digit favorite here.
Dreg is next up. Says, Brad, your thoughts on the Egg Bowl coming up?
Well, number one, I think it's the best game on Thursday. I really do. I mean, obviously, everyone's going to gravitate towards the NFL, but, I mean, from a competitive aspect, I mean, the game that I'm most excited about is the Egg Bowl.
Hey, Brad, I'm not trying to be rude. Yeah. I interrupted you. I try never to do that. I'm going to take it a step further. That might be the best game of all of them this weekend from Thursday on.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely in the top five, and, you know.
I mean, it doesn't have the brand name, but just as far as the game.
I would Bedlam, probably. I mean, it's right there.
Good point.
I'm not sure how overly competitive Ohio State Michigan's going to be. We'll get to that game, I'm sure. Yeah, I'm with you on that one, Bill. I think you might be right there. As far as value, though, it's, you know, probably sit down and eat some leftovers and not worry about the bank and the wallet too much, because I'm not involved right now. Mississippi State, I think a lot of people are surprised they're favored, but keep in mind Mississippi State's covered 5 in a row, and they're a legitimate top 20 caliber team. I think one thing that does get mispriced, and I'm going to wait because the public's going to want to bet over on Thanksgiving. And, again, they continue to bet Ole Miss games over the total. The reality is Ole Miss games have went under the total 6 straight by 21 points per game, Bill. I mean, everybody thinks offense with Ole Miss. It hasn't been the case here as of late. So I'll get around to betting the under. It's 62 right now. It's actually going up. That's what I'll have in pocket by the time the game that kicks off.
Coach C in South Carolina has a Heisman question. It's actually not one you're thinking about, though. But my question to you about the Heisman, you have a C.J. Stroud ticket, correct?
Yep.
What'd you get it, 40 to 1?
40 to 1. I bet it on June the 10th.
And right now, if we stop the presses today, that might be the winner.
Last book I saw, and this was yesterday, I think BetOnline had C.J. Stroud minus 200. So you got to bet 200 to win 100 now.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Anyways, and again, he had Lamar Jackson a couple of years ago at 99 to 1. So he's won these things in the past. Wants to know, are there any lines on next year's Heisman? And keep in mind that the quarterback at Alabama and Ohio State are back. So that would be your two favorites, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. No, there isn't, and there usually isn't until, you know, probably springtime. Once, you know, obviously you have the early entries in the draft. January? You won't see anything until at the earliest February, but I'm guessing in a lot of books, I usually see them pop up in April-ish. Or even sometimes after spring. So, yeah, it'll be a while there. I will say this. I mean, I'm not super confident. I mean, I feel pretty good. But I think Bryce Young, you know, if he goes out and Alabama beats Georgia, although Alabama's going to be an underdog, but if he has a big game against that defense, I mean, if he does that, he'll be the Heisman winner.
Yeah, true. Now, what – just reacquaint us. Georgia, Alabama, is that spread widening?
It is, and it's available in a lot of books. It's just not one book. So, I mean, it's a majority of books have this game posted. It's anywhere from Georgia minus 3.5 or minus 4. Totals up to 52. I did get involved when that was posted, a couple weeks ago. I bet Georgia minus 3 and over 49.5.
What would the Georgia-Ohio State spread be again?
Oh, it's going to be less. I would favor Ohio State over Alabama at this point. I would have it like in the 2.5 range. So, yeah, I have Ohio State about a point better than Alabama now.
Billy Napier talk about the Florida opening. Maybe he is, maybe he isn't the front runner. You hear various things. But just for the sake of the conversation, do you like that idea?
Oh, I like him. Yeah, sure. I mean, it'll be interesting to see how everything shakes out here. I mean, there's going to be so many jobs, but I think that's a really good hire. I mean, I would give it a thumbs up. I mean, is it, you know, home run, A+? No, but, I mean, he's as good as anybody out there at the Group of Five level, I can tell you that.
You're not in Los Angeles, but you're a heck of a lot closer than we are to Los Angeles. Are you hearing anything about the Trojan job?
No. Maybe, you know, Luke Fickell, Aranda, are two that I think they'd like. I mean, obviously you heard James Franklin. That certainly quieted down over the last month, James Franklin. But, look, it's a great job. But, you know, to me, I mean, I think LSU and Florida are better jobs than SC.
Robert in Roanoke asks about the Virginia Tech game. Virginia favored by 7.5 is what he has.
Yeah, I wanted to bet Virginia. Just, you know, my buy price was 6.5. Not there. So, I mean, I think they're the right side. I'm not sure Virginia Tech, you know, I know it's a rivalry game. I'm just not sure how motivated they are. I think Virginia, you know, you got that one really bad data point without Armstrong with them. I mean, you see how good the offense was last week, even though they ended up losing to Pitt. But want to bet Virginia. Series history says obviously Virginia Tech. Virginia's only won one of these games in the last 15 years or so. I think they're the right side. And you get 7 now. Money's coming in actually on the Hokies.
Brad Powers with us, BradPowersSports.com. We're about to get to the break. Brad, tell everybody, and Tom in Myrtle Beach said he's going to sign up for your service. He's impressed with your knowledge here. Tell everybody how they can get your information.
Yeah, BradPowersSports.com, dead top of the page. Click on the Bill King tab. Download past issues of my newsletter. I always say that each week because that's important, just to see what you know what you're getting before you even sign up. So those are available to download for free. You like what you see, you want to sign up for the rest of the season, you can do so at BradPowersSports.com. Bill King tab at the top of the page.
More Brad as we continue. We do have some room if you have questions about the rivalry games. And look, if there are repeats, we will condense them if you weren't able to hear us early. But, yeah, if you have one, don't worry about it. If it's a repeat, that happens. Not everybody can sit there for 60 minutes and hang through an hour with their busy schedule. So we can go back over some of these if you want us to. More Brad as we continue on this Tuesday edition. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. I'm looking at this crash up against the wall in a terrible spot because it's just heavy through here on 40 westbound at Donaldson Pike over here near the airport. That's slowing down that traffic just a bit. All that traffic behind it coming in from Wilson County. Again, over here in Donaldson, 40 westbound. They're up against the wall there at Donaldson Pike. Gatlinburg Wine Cellar, home of the world famous cotton candy wine. Check them out at GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
My buddy James Warren from Sir Speedy of Music City is with us. I was looking for a way a while back to get targeted messages to people who might be interested in listening to our daily show, and so I asked James for a little help. You take it from there.
So what we were able to do is come up with 7,000 names of people in Nashville and their addresses by zip code that are interested in spectator sports, football, baseball, that sort of thing. It was a pretty reasonable price too, wasn't it, George?
Yes, it was. I got the BGA discount.
Yeah, so in other words, twice the normal. This is something that we do for all sorts of folks. We can sort it by zip code, by type of people, age, whatever, to make it get to the people that you want to get to. If you've got a new business, no better way to do it.
Sir Speedy of Music City, phone number 832-9511, or go to SirSpeedyMusicCity.com.
Napa know-how.
When you buy the Napa bag for 99 cents, you'll get 20% off three or more items. No other bag saves you 20% on wipers, premium oil, headlamps, and more, which makes the Napa bag the best bag in the world. Sorry, handbags, man bags, punching bags, bagpipes, and even you, bags out of the eyes. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating locations, does not include taxes and fees. Advertised sale price not available in some states. Offer ends 11/30/21.
He's back and we've got him. The George Plaster Show.
Hold on, who is that person?
That was me. Over the bag of Cheetos.
Harry, how long have you been on radio in this market? At what moment do you think when you're doing a live bid, it's okay to open Cheetos on the air?
What in the hell?
Live, local, George Plaster. Weekdays starting at 2 on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for today. Good morning, sunshine, 48. Clear skies tonight with a low at 30, mostly sunny tomorrow and 58. For Thanksgiving Day, cloudy skies, showers, and a high at 55. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Todd Edwards.
Sports Radio WNSR.
If there's a drama stream anywhere in college sports, The Bill King Show is there to break it down.
Brad Powers with us, BradPowersSports.com out in Las Vegas. Brad, about a month ago, I would not have even entertained a conversation about Notre Dame making the playoffs. And I still don't think the odds are with them, but they're better than they were here down the stretch. I want some words from you on that.
Well, I'm probably a little bit more positive than you. I think it's 50-50.
Wow.
Whether they make it or not. Yeah, maybe it's a little less, but not much in my opinion. I mean, it's just that when you start looking, you know, at who faces who, I think a lot what the market gets wrong. I guess I'm a little bit more negative on Alabama making the playoff if they lose. I mean, because I'm seeing – so many projections out there, you know, Alabama 65-70% chance to make the playoff. I mean, well, they're going to be an underdog against Georgia. I mean, so they have a less than 50% chance in that game alone. And to me, I mean, if they lose that game, I just don't see right now a two-loss Alabama team making it. I mean, I think they'll need some help. So, yeah, I mean, that would be one, you know, team gone. Another team that's going to be ahead of them in tonight's rankings will be Michigan. And obviously they're a clear underdog this week against Ohio State. So they're gone. I think the only team from behind that can catch them, in my opinion, you know, Oklahoma or Oklahoma State, more likely Oklahoma State, in my opinion. But yeah, I don't think Cincinnati is a slam dunk to win both of their last two games. So yeah, I'm shocked as you are, Bill, but you know, don't bang on Notre Dame for being the most consistent team in the country as far as taking care of business. I mean, 41 consecutive games over unranked teams. They've won like 39 in a row as a favorite. I mean, everybody that says Notre Dame's overrated, I mean, that's just that's a take from 5-6 years ago. The reality is the last 5 years. I mean, Notre Dame has done a better job than any other team in the country as far as not being overrated. They beat every single team that they should. If you're overrated, you lose games you shouldn't.
I know you're not a big Dana Holgorsen fan, but what about Houston this year?
Yeah, I mean, kudos for Dana. I am very critical of him, but, you know, I never really thought much of him. Didn't think much of him if you watched the season opener against Texas Tech, the way that, you know, that they blew that game after a hot start. But, you know, 10 straight wins, going to win this week against Connecticut to move to 11-1. I mean, did a really good job, obviously, this year. I will say this, they benefited from a relatively easy path, an easy schedule. If you look at their non-conference off at Texas Tech, there's not many slam dunks there as far as quality competition. And they obviously avoided Cincinnati in the regular season. They won't when they face them, you know, next week. So, yeah, well, we'll see. I'll judge more, you know, next week when they play Cincinnati. But, I mean, how can you complain about 11-1? He did a good job this year.
Johnny Vegas on the beautiful Emerald Coast. Brad, any value with San Diego State getting 2.5 at home versus Boise State?
I kind of like Boise there. Probably lean under because keep in mind it's a 9 a.m. start time on Friday, the local time. So, I mean, that's super early. So, a lot of times I like going under there. Boise State game. I mean, obviously San Diego State's an under team just because of their slow offense and really good defense. And Boise State's one of the best under teams, too, in the country. They're 8-2-1 their games to the under. So, under 44.5. I'm also going to lean Boise State. I mean, I know it was a struggle for Andy Avalos, their new coach, at the start of the season because they played a really tough schedule. But, man, after the bye, I mean, to me, they're the best team in the Mountain West right now.
Matt, ask Brad about his power ratings and what did they say for Michigan, Ohio State. He asks, am I crazy for loving Ohio State at -7.5?
Well, I mean, believe it or not, my power rating is actually like Michigan. But with that being said, I bet Ohio State just because I knew everybody was going to want to bet Ohio State this week. So sometimes you look at your power ratings, oh, okay, you know, what's the market going to do? Well, everybody in their right mind is going to want to bet Ohio State. So I bet Ohio State -7 on Sunday. I think the line's only going to go up. I'm not sure it goes to 10, but I'll probably do a little bit of hedging because I made multiple bets on Ohio State and at that line. So I'll hedge back Michigan, believe it or not. I think Ohio State's the right side. Everything that's, you know, my gut's told me, and from what I've seen the last 15 years, I mean, here's the thing with Ohio State. They clearly have better, you know, talent than Michigan. There's never a motivational issue in the game. They're just as motivated as Michigan. So, I mean, to me, it just comes down to Jimmys and Joes and X's and O's, and Ohio State's better at both of them.
Bama Mark, ask Brad if he knows what the odds would be when Bama is not favorite to win, what the percentage Bama covers the spread and either wins or covers. And obviously they're a heavy favorite in the Auburn game. But when the rare occasion, Brad, over the last 5 years that they're not favored, don't they almost always win and cover?
Well, I mean, I know their last two times they've been an underdog. 2015 against Georgia, won that game outright easily, 4 touchdowns in 2015. The other time was 2009 SEC championship game where they basically ended Florida's dynasty and started their own by winning that game over in Tim Tebow in the SEC championship game. That's it, going back to 2009. So they won outright. Last two times they've been a dog. It doesn't happen very often. I'll have to, off the top of my head, I don't know how Saban was in 2008 and 2007. 2007 wasn't good his first year against the spread, but 8, I think they were okay. I think that, you know, that night game at Georgia, the blackout, they won that game outright. So it hasn't happened very often, obviously. So, I mean, that'll enter my thought process when we see how high the Georgia line goes.
Jason in Willoughby, Ohio, asked Brad who he likes in the upcoming FCS championship tournament.
I'll get to that on Thursday as far as breaking down the spreads for this week. I mean, just looking at the bracket, I think Sam Houston, the number one seed defending national champ, got a pretty good draw. If you're looking for a sneaky team they actually play this week. They're not even a top eight seed, but I think, you know, from a pure power ratings, they're a top two team. South Dakota State, the Jackrabbits. I mean, that's a team that can make a run there if you're looking to, you know, bet a little to win a lot. I haven't seen their national championship odds, but, I mean, that's a team that's not even, you know, doesn't even get a bye game, not a top eight seed, but I think they're one of the, but easily one of the best teams in the country, South Dakota State.
Gary Joe Collins up in Kentucky. He's a big Wildcat fan. Asked Brad about the Cats traveling over to Louisville to do battle with the Dirty Red River Pigeons in the 502. Last number he said that he saw was Kentucky getting 2.5. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. I think a lot of people were surprised by that. Wow. I mean, Louisville's lost a couple of really close games. Basically, you know, games came down to one play. And had they won them, I don't think people would be as surprised with the line as what they are. 6-5 ACC team favorite over an SEC team. But, I mean, my ratings say Louisville should be favored here. I didn't bet the game. I would want to bet Kentucky, but I need +3 to show up. It actually might. I mean, the Louisville's taking money earlier this week.
Hawkeye Jason in the 615 asked Brad about Army at Liberty, especially the over-under of 54.
Well, 54 is gone. I mean, there's a couple books that still have it. I stand corrected. There's, you know, I was looking at 152.5, but I see a lot of other books at 54.5. So, I mean, we don't do the show early in the week a lot, Bill, but it,
right.
What's different early in the week is, I mean, shop around. I mean, there's so many. It's not half-point differences. You can a lot of times still find two-point differences across many books this time of the week. I can tell you this, what I bet in the game. I bet Liberty. I laid 3. It's up to 3.5. Liberty got blown out last week against UL Lafayette, Billy Napier's team. But there was probably one of the most misleading finals of the week. I mean, Liberty was -4 turnovers in the game. So that one, yardage-wise, said the game was statistically even. The scoreboard said they lost by 28. That creates some value. I like Liberty minus, even at the 3.5.
Georgia, Georgia Tech, and Atlanta, -35 is the number we've been looking at. I watched Georgia Tech that Notre Dame game. I've watched them quite a few times this year. And they do have a dynamic playmaker on their offense, but they're just, Brad, they're not very good at all.
No, I mean, they're not very well coached, in my opinion. I mean, they have silly penalties, you know, breakdowns. You know, obviously their offensive line is going to get manhandled. Got manhandled last week against Notre Dame. I mean, it's not going to get any better. It'll probably get worse this week. I mean, I'm just not a guy that wants to lay 35 on the road, but, I mean, I could only look towards Georgia here, Bill. I mean, that Notre Dame called off the dogs in the second half. I mean, that could have been worse than what it was.
I agree. I had that Notre Dame game on, and frankly, I had about 5 TV banks going and some laptops, but I flipped that thing off at about halftime. I wanted to see Tyler Buckner play, so I went back just to get a little of that in, and of course he fumbled right when I turned it back. But
yeah, funny how that works.
Anyways, Baylor, Dave Aranda rumors. Texas Tech. I guess Texas Tech's radio crew's back after being suspended by Bob Bowlesby. Maybe that's motivation there. What do you think? Baylor's favored by 14.
Yeah, 14.5. I can tell you, I bet actually Texas Tech, believe it or not, in this one. Just because, you know, Bohannon, a lot of people, the early numbers, they look at scores. Oh, Baylor exceeded expectations. They were actually an underdog last week at Kansas State, won the game 20-10. But, I mean, they're playing without their starting quarterback a majority of that game. So I just bet the injury news that Bohannon doesn't go. Baylor shouldn't be laying. You know, at the time I bet it was 15. So I would lean Texas Tech. And keep in mind, when I say I bet something, it doesn't mean I'm very different than everybody else. I make like 40 or 50 bets. So just because I bet it doesn't mean top play of the week. But I certainly lean Texas Tech here.
Manny Diaz beats Duke, which he's favored by 21.5 is the number I'm looking at. He goes 7-5. All the rumors about his demise, you think that's settled down a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't fire them at 7-5, considering what they were like after the Virginia game and North Carolina game. They settled in, I thought, quite nicely. I know the Florida State game didn't go their way, but I mean, change a couple. I know this sounds like loser talking excuses, but I mean, just change a couple plays in Miami season. You know, the kicker, you know, missing a chip shot field goal on the last play against Virginia, that's a win. I mean, Florida State converting a 4th and 14, that could turn into a win. I'm not firing Manny this year. I know everybody wants to fire everybody, but unless you've got Lane Kiffin or Mario Cristobal locked and signed, sealed, and delivered, if you don't have those guys signed, sealed, and delivered, I'm not doing it.
Penn State Sparty. Your thoughts?
I'm going to lean Penn State. I just think Michigan State's overrated in the marketplace. Penn State, you know, kudos to them last week. I mean, they had injury concerns and they shut out Rutgers 28-0. I just think defensively, Michigan State, high-powered offense will struggle, just like they did last week against the Buckeyes. And I'm probably lean under 51.5. I mean, Penn State is one of the best under teams in the country. Their games are 9-2 to the under, going under by about 10 points per game. So lean Penn State under 51.5.
Oregon State, Oregon. And, of course, the Ducks just eliminated the entire West Coast with their most recent performance against Utah. But is Oregon State one of the surprise teams, kind of quietly?
No question, Oregon State. I mean, nationally, not going to get news, nor most
right.
teams out here won't. But Jonathan Smith's doing a really good job at Oregon State. They've won 7 games. Keep in mind, they haven't been to a bowl game in about a decade. And they're live here. I mean, a lot of money coming in on Oregon State. Oregon's banged up at the wide receiver position. Mario Cristobal might have 1 foot out the door. Oregon State, to me, would be, you know, it's not my favorite play of the week, but I certainly would lean with the Beavers here, +7.
The Vanderbilt-Tennessee game. I'll give the locals a little nibble here. Tennessee's favored by 31.
Yeah, I would, oh my goodness, lean Vanderbilt, I guess, at 31. I mean, they were pretty competitive last week, obviously easily covered against Ole Miss in that one. I mean, the worry is, you know, Josh Heupel's a guy who's not afraid to, you know, keep the foot on the gas pedal. So that would be my trepidation there. But, you know, I would lean Vandy, I mean, pizza money. And, you know, for the longtime listeners, John Daly's pizza money.
Yeah, not something real expensive, not some New York City pizza. That would be costly. Wisconsin, Minnesota. Wisconsin's favored by 7. I kind of gave up on Wisconsin a little bit early on, and they've actually been playing good ball.
Yeah, so, I mean, in a power rating, Wisconsin's a top 10 team, and just about anybody that does a power rating, and borderline, you know, sneaking up there to, like, number 5 or number 6, too. So, I mean, that I think a lot of people are surprised by that. 7 is a tough number. They've owned the series. I would actually probably lean Minnesota. It's a low total of 39. Minnesota, obviously, people are going to remember them losing to Bowling Green. Maybe even, the Gophers losing to Illinois as a 2-touchdown favorite. But the reality is, I mean, they've been really solid in almost every single game outside of those two. So I think that's creating some value. I'm going to wait. I'm not running in the window to bet it because maybe I can get a 7.5, but I'm going to lean with the Gophers.
Here's what we'll do. One more segment with Brad. We'll get him to give you the cliff notes on some of the big rivalry games if you missed it. There's a couple we haven't talked about. We haven't talked A&M and LSU yet. We haven't talked Arizona State, but I will review with him. We'll give you the cliff notes on the rivalry games, the big name games coming up. Omni Nashville, what's up?
Billy, I'm still looking at this crash here, and so is everybody else as I drive by. 40 westbound at Donaldson Pike, trying to get up past the airport. Behind it, you got all that traffic coming in from Wilson County, Mount Juliet. Again, you're able to get around this wreck. It's just the left lane that's blocked here on 40 westbound at Donaldson Pike. On the scene of an accident with injuries, 3800 block at Dickerson Pike. Gatlinburg Wine Cellar is home of the world-famous cotton candy wine. They have other flavors. Check it out at GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
There's a reason why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. App, simple to use. They've got great odds on all different betting markets, unique fun bet types like same game parlays and exclusive always on promotions. They even get your winnings safely in as little as 24 hours. Such a range of betting options, player props, futures. You can find it at FanDuel Sportsbook. And right now, bet on any game. FanDuel will refund you up to $1,000 back. And if you don't win in your first bet, site credit, no strings attached. Just place any bet you want. You win, keep the cash. If you lose, you'll get your entire bet up to $1,000 back in that site credit. If you never tried FanDuel Sportsbook, what are you waiting for? What a great, great deal this is. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to get started and be sure to sign up with promo code GREGP. FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code GREGP.
Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
If you have roofing, siding, or gutter needs, A&R Roofing is your one-stop solution. A&R Roofing combines the small-town values you trust with the big-league quality required to get the job done right. If you have an old roof that needs replacing or one that has storm damage, A&R Roofing can provide you with a free inspection. They specialize in shingle roofs, metal roofs, flat roofing, and custom copper roofing. A&R Roofing can also take care of your siding needs, whether it's vinyl siding, hardy board, or board and batten. Call Bob at A&R Roofing, 615-389-1916.
At Wilson Bank and Trust, supporting our local schools and student-athletes has always been part of our community game plan. From personal loans to mortgage loans, our local lending experts are here to support you every step of the way. Let us help your family get your financial game plan together at any of our 28 Wilson Bank and Trust locations in Middle Tennessee or at wilsonbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, I'm Greg Pogue.
I'm Craig Ladd.
And I'm Coach Bubba Spears.
Listen each Saturday morning at 8 for the 10th season of Prep Football Talk presented by Freeman Webb.
Every Saturday, we will get you up to date on all the scores, shine a spotlight on one of the area's top players and his coach, feature a Prep Legend of the Week, and get you set for the upcoming week.
Prep Football Talk, also brought to you by the U.S. Army, Gary Force Acura, Tim Leeper Roofing, Valentino's Restaurante, Goggin Cold Hall, the Nashville Scene, and Sam's Sports Grill and Sam's Place.
That's every Saturday morning at 8 on Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR.
The arena of ideas is now open for your telephonic interactions. 615-844-5600. The Bill King Show.
Brad, how about Jimbo versus the Aggies? Versus LSU, sorry.
On one hand, I mean, I want to take A&M. I think they're locked in. They're clearly, you know, the better team. But it's kind of a high-variance game. What do I mean by that? I mean, are we getting LSU last week against ULM? Or are we getting LSU against Alabama? I think we'll know in the first quarter. It's a game I would want to get involved live. I mean, it's obviously more readily available than ever before as far as in-game live betting. But I'm leaning A&M. I made a small bet on the Aggies, -6.5, because I could see the spread going to 7. But the eye test will tell me everything I need to know early in the game, whether LSU's in it or not.
Arizona State.
I want to bet Arizona. I mean, and I did. This is when the Arizona State allegations were surfacing in the summer. I think I took Arizona, and you know, they held my money for 5 months, and it's right here, right around 21. So wow. Almost pointless that I did that. It's like 20 or 20.5 right now. I'm going to lean Arizona. I mean, outside of last week against Washington State, I mean, the Wildcats were competitive for 4 consecutive games. Arizona State, I mean, just sloppy. I mean, all year. A lot of it is, I mean, they've got a shortened coaching staff. I mean, a lot of little fundamentals aren't there for Arizona State, but, I mean, you look and see, you know, they lost 3-4 guys on their staff, specifically on the offensive side of the ball.
All right, we'll review some things. Allen in Tampa. Brad, should I take my Noles and the points?
Yeah, I like Florida State quite a bit. Bet them. My only concern is the market says I'm wrong right now because the money's coming in on Florida, but I'm pretty comfortable with the Noles, one of my favorite plays of the week. They went outright.
What we both think could be the best game of the entire last weekend of play, the Egg Bowl, Ole Miss, Mississippi State in Starkville.
I'm going to lean under. It's 62 right now. It's climbing, but I'm not in a race to bet under. It'll continue to climb, in my opinion, throughout the week. So I'm going to lean under, nothing big, pizza money.
Iron Bowl, Alabama favored big.
One of my favorite tickets all week that I have Alabama minus 12. I bet this one in the summer, so I'm feeling good about that one. At 19.5, though, I mean, I'm not running to bet Alabama right now. I mean, and it's more, you know, sure, I want to bet against Auburn and a backup quarterback, but Alabama to me has not looked impressive. So a lot of money's coming in on the over. I'm going to disagree with that and lean under 56.
Buckeyes, Michigan in the Big House.
Bet Ohio State minus 7. The whole world's going to be all on Ohio State. Power ratings actually say Michigan for me, so I'm going to wait and see how high the line goes to, if I'm going to play anything back on Michigan, but I'm on the Buckeyes.
And Michigan has not won that game, Brad, since Luke Fickle.
Yeah, and I don't even really count that one, and it's nothing against Fickle, but keep in mind a bunch of Ohio State players were suspended that year, including Terrell Pryor.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just I don't count that game, and they almost won that game, and that was a Michigan team that ended up playing in the Sugar Bowl. So, I mean, against the permanent head coach, whether we're talking Tressel or Urban Meyer or Ryan Day, I mean, Michigan hasn't won this game since 2003.
And by the way, Luke Fickle is pretty much fixed any issues anybody had with that one interim season with his job at Cincinnati.
And then some. I can't even believe people are still bringing that up. Keep in mind, he took over the program at, what was that, the end of May?
Yeah.
And people forget, it wasn't just Terrell Pryor, but it was like, if I had a stack rank, like their most important players, they lost like their top five players for like the first five games, and Pryor ended up not playing the entire year.
Dan Mullen's burner account. Ask Brad about UMass, New Mexico State.
Love it. I'm glad we got to this. I'm going to lean New Mexico State, lay the 6. You know, unique travel spot for Massachusetts in their final game. New Mexico State's the better team. I'll lay the 6.
Clemson, South Carolina, your Cliff Notes there.
Lean Clemson and over. I think their offense is finally starting to come around. If that's the case, I think they're the right side.
Brad, tell everybody out the door to Thanksgiving how they can get all your information.
Well, first and foremost, a very happy and safe Thanksgiving to everyone out there listening, to you especially, Bill, and your family. So happy holidays to everybody out there. I hope you enjoy it. And if you want more information, you go to bradpowersports.com, click on that Bill King link at the top of the page, download past issues for free. If you like what you see, you can sign up.
Good stuff, Brad. We'll see you next week, sir.
All right. Take care, Bill.
Brad Powers, bradpowersports.com. That is every Friday, except today it's Tuesday. Does that make sense? Yeah, except today because we had to move people around. Tomorrow we had to move some people around, but we squeezed it all in. Yeah, we've got Landry tomorrow, Wednesday, usually Thursday. Kevin Hagan's with us tomorrow. That's usually Friday. And then we do have Brett Ciancia and Blake Ruffino. They're always on Wednesdays. But we had to finagle a little bit the schedule. We'll come back. I've got a FanDuel message for you. And we'll acknowledge the market. Market's down slightly green. It was red. It's kind of flat this morning, back and forth. And we will reiterate our commitments conundrum that we're up against here. We have options. We have various options. And I'm getting, see, what I really wanted was for you folks to respond, but kind of be together, have a consensus on what you preferred. That's not happened. I'm getting 3 different angles on this. No, I want you to speak your mind. I'm not disappointed in that at all. I want to hear what you think You have all been very convincing. But I was hoping that we would have one alternative, and you all hopped on it. That's not what's going on right now. You had to do that to me. Yeah, you're doing this on purpose, I think. We'll get one more break on this Tuesday edition. Yeah, we'll be here tomorrow. Omni Nashville Hotel.
I'm still looking at this crash here, and so is everybody else as I drive by 40 westbound at Donaldson Pike, trying to get up past the airport. Behind it, you got all that traffic coming in from Wilson County, Mount Juliet. Again, you're able to get around this wreck. It's just the left lane that's blocked here on 40 westbound at Donaldson Pike. On the scene of an accident with injuries, 3800 block at Dickerson Pike. Gatlinburg Wine Cellar is home of the world-famous cotton candy wine. They have other flavors. Check it out at GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-915-3052. 800-915-3052. 800-915-3052. That's 800-915-3052.
You have a 90% chance of surviving a lightning strike. You have a 98% chance of surviving a shark attack. You have a 99% chance of surviving a snake bite. But you only have a 50% chance of surviving a crash if you aren't wearing a seatbelt. Your truck may be tough, but a seatbelt makes it tougher. Buckle up in your truck. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
What in the hell's an internet?
Nashville Sports Radio has been covering Music City for over 20 years. From your radio dial to the App Store, there's no reason you should be without Nashville Sports Radio. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Nash Sports Radio. We would have a TikTok account, but we're old and we don't know what that is. From live games to live streaming, at Nash Sports Radio has you covered. Download the Nashville Sports app to your phone now, or the puppy gets it.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for today. Good morning, sunshine, 48. Clear skies tonight with a low at 30, mostly sunny tomorrow and 58. For Thanksgiving Day, cloudy skies, showers, and a high at 55. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Todd Edwards.
Sports Radio WNSR.
The scouts had to come up with a whole new star system just to classify him. It's Bill King.
FanDuel. Enjoy a football feast this Thanksgiving by winning $150 on a $5 bet when you join FanDuel Sportsbook. New customers, this is your chance to gobble up 30-1 odds. Just place your first bet on any NFL team to win Thanksgiving Day. FanDuel is sports betting made simple. and they're always hooking you up with great offers like this one here. Betting the NFL on FanDuel. Again, it's the number one rated sportsbook app in America. Easy to use, safe and secure. And when you win, you'll be paid in as little as 2 hours. You have to sign up and use that promo code, which is BKING, to get in on the action. Celebrate Thanksgiving by winning $150 on a $5 bet. Remember to use the promo code BKING when you sign up. That's exclusively on the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Must be at least 21 and present in Tennessee. New users only. $10 first deposit required. Must wager in designated offer market. Max bonus is $150. Bonus for Tennessee users fulfilled in site credit within 72 hours. Tennessee site credit expires 14 days after receipt. Restrictions do apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problems? Call the Tennessee Red Line 800-889-9789. So, yes, tomorrow Chris Landry, Kevin Hagan, Brett Ciancia, Blake Ruffino, no Berg. Berg's off this week. We will reconnect with him next week. Yeah, looking forward to that. Good show, everybody. Jason says, Bill, you realize the mistake you made regarding commitments, don't you? You should never have put Kevin Warren in charge of commitments. It's a good point. See, I thought Kevin Warren was such an idiot the way he handled the Big Ten and then crashed the Pac-12 because we know they're a bunch of wimps. That I thought he could not possibly do this again. And here we are. Good point, Hawkeye Jason. I didn't want to mention it, but excellent point there. Just mental note. Yeah, let me put this in my Rolodex notes section of my brain. Do not hire Kevin Warren to run commitments. He'll come up with a COVID reason that we can't do it. It's a very good point. Markets are a little green, man. First, 20 minutes whipsaw on you a little bit. Dow went red. Now it's green, about up 118 or so. Haven't been able to see much this morning. I mentioned, and I'm still trying to get my hands on this. You can now trade SPX, not SPY. I think I told you SPY. SPX and VIX, the volatility index, options almost 24 hours a day. And I've been trying to read up on this, and I've been going to my apps that I go to, like TD Ameritrade, Webull, and I'm not seeing the action. So I'm not sure what's going on there. Because I was looking last night. I was wanting to get in there and play around a little bit last night. Bama Mark, and yeah, I'm glad you brought this up. Says, Bill, real quick, wanted to shout out and say prayers for Cecil Hurt. He is not doing well right now. All I know is what I'm seeing on Twitter. And there for a while, it sounded like a week or so ago that he was recovering. Cecil has been in the hospital long time with the Tuscaloosa News. Literally back to maybe 40 years. Maybe more. One of the true, really good reporter, journalists, nice guys that you'll ever run into. And I thought he was doing better. Apparently, now he's not. It's not COVID, but it's, you know, it sounds a lot like it, pneumonia. And apparently, he's in a big fight and not doing well. That's all I know, and I hope and pray that he pulls out of this. Yeah, I appreciate you bringing that up. I think everybody, well, most of you, maybe some of you folks out west wouldn't, but most everybody knows Cecil Hurt. He has been doing this for forever, and he's been doing it at a high level forever. Nick Saban even mentioned it in one of his press conferences here recently. He even brought it up. So prayers for Cecil. We will be here tomorrow, Wednesday. Me and my wife, Michelle, already discussing the turkey gumbo. Now, she's getting a little mad at me because she's wanting to get through Thanksgiving. She's got a rule that says I can't go in the kitchen and start playing with turkey gumbo, which takes a long time, until after Thanksgiving. And I know when I bring it up, she gets irritated with me because it's disrupting her flow. It's disrupting her preparation. She loves the holidays and people's faces and happiness and all the things that go with it. She loves it. And if I interrupt that with another project, it's not good for me. I think she felt bad, though, last night. She kind of got mad at me bringing it up. So she texted me overnight. She did. I get up, there's a text on my phone. And she's laying out a few things I can go pick up for turkey gumbo. I think she was trying to make amends a little bit. Yeah, don't interrupt Mama in that kitchen. She's preparing for 20-something people. Don't do it. Lodge Pop.